You said it, Emma. Headsets on. Let's roll. We have our next guests in the IPL studio, which are the Kwinana Lions. And they have an event coming up this weekend on Saturday the 16th of March from 10:30 till 2. And it's the Lions Awareness Day. Now, Trudy, can you just introduce yourself? Who are you?
Well, I am the president of the Lions Club, and I've been president for quite a few years now.
And what is it that brought you to the Lions Club, Trudy?
Oh, many years ago, my partner then was in Lions, and I got involved. And this is back in the 80s when...
When I was a baby.
Yeah, when the 80s, the best, best years.
When women weren't Lions, they were just the auxiliary that done all the
work.
Cooking. Yeah, all the work.
Yeah. Love it.
And then it started, well, why don't we have ladies join? Well, I was the first lady to join the Lions Club back then.
Love that. You're a trailblazer, a pioneer.
I am in our club.
So what kept you there then, Trudy?
Our group, and I guess all Lions clubs, are like family. So you just keep going back. I left there about 10 years after that, went to Tasmania to live, tried to join Lions there, but they were men's, totally men. I thought, this is not like my group back in Kwinana. And then life changed there. I came back. I said, I'm back. And... Open arms. Back into the family of Lions. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Keep going because you're leading this.
Oh, I am now? Okay, cool. And we've also got Nassim here today. Yeah. And when did you join the Lions, Nassim?
I'm quite a new member. I think it was last October that I joined and I realised that we have such a valuable group of people in this community that actually doing things for good causes. And I realised that actually Lions Club has a seat in the UN, and I was like, such a thing, and I didn't know about it. Yeah. And yeah, so I proudly joined them, and since then I'm a member. And yeah, we're trying to bring awareness and... tell people that what we do and why is it good, why it is good to be part of this very good cause as well.
What do you do? What is your favourite thing about the Lions?
First of all, the fact that it gives a sense of family and belonging. Mm-hmm. So for me, as being only living in Australia for a couple of years, it is amazing to see that I have a place to go and feel belong, and I can be myself and do things that still is very valuable and dear to my heart. Very inclusive, I like that. And also I'm looking always for things that means good. So they're doing a lot of good stuff. So yes,
they certainly are doing a lot of good in the community. You guys hold and are a part of a lot of local events that engage a wide variety of the community. What are some of those events that you've got coming up? Well, you've got the Lions Awareness Day, which is open to everybody this Saturday.
We have that. Then we'll be on at the Rockingham Fair Day. We do big sausage sizzle and we start doing our Christmas stocking. I don't know if you guys have seen it around. Mm-hmm. But we do a big, huge Christmas stocking every year. So that's been going for...
Is that a raffle?
Yes.
Stocking? Yeah.
For about 56 years that's been going. And it's amazing the amount of people that don't know that we're still around.
And the Lions actually support a lot of school groups, don't they?
We do. We support our local schools. If they want to go overseas or just to another state with their music or sport or things like that, we do that. Some of our local schools will want, like, laptops or something to help
new
their
play
kids
equipment.
Rent.
Yep.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't know that we are a service group, which we...
You're trying to get the word out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That you want to give back to your community, and that's something that we're really big on here at IPL. Like, I love hearing from you, Nassim, that it's created a space that is a safe space for you and it's a family space for
it
you.
It is, truly. Yeah.
And we want to promote this act, belong, commit message, and then you get those three things from being part.
you spoke about, Nassim, that, you know, it's also a place for cultures to come as well. Can you speak a little bit more on that?
Yeah, so for us having different backgrounds, it's sometimes very hard to mingle and feel safe and, you know, quite be ourselves. So we try to be like others to be accepted. I found Lion Club Kanata very welcoming in that case, and I never felt that I'm sort of different or I have to be outsider. No. I've always been heard and I've always been included in every decision making. And personally think people coming from different places, being volunteer and doing something make you feel even more belong. So for me that worked a lot. So I feel very much more home when I'm a part of something beautiful as what Lion Club.
Your story is very valid and it's what a lot of people are seeking. And what we're hoping from this interview is we see a lot more faces just like yours down at the Lions Awareness Day. As you said, you meted with open arms and it's all about just all of us coming together and all feeling value in that. And you just said you felt absolute value and still do. So what kind of things do you do at the Lions, Naseem?
So first of all, the fact that we have a place to go and support one another is a very big thing. So before we give to the community, we give to ourselves. So we lift each other up to be sure that we are mentally healthy and we are not going through a lot of hardship without being known.
Supporting one another is important.
Absolutely, which is very rare and we're all going through.
Like a weekly meeting then?
Absolutely. We have weekly meeting.
Fortnightly.
And which one is, I wish it was weekly, which one is a social one. So we come around food, which is amazing, isn't it?
And that's where cultures can really come together is that, you know, we can start to, you know, broaden our horizons and learn new things about culture and food and things like that. And when someone comes in from a different background, they bring with them a skill set that no one else possesses.
Absolutely, So I think that's very important. Apart from that, what I know that we did, we provided for others in need and different range of ages. We provide wheelchairs if it's needed. We provide
so much.
We do so many things. So for me, it's very close and dear to my heart. So absolutely, be a part of it. Hopefully, as long as 50 something.
I'll be here as long as Trudy's been there.
Oh yeah, she's such a role model for me. Yes.
What do you get? Like if you've been there 50 years, do you get a pin or a badge?
Do every 10 years, I think it is, you'd get a little badge.
A little badge. Do you wear them to show everyone? Is it like a
badge? Yeah. Badge of honour.
At special occasions, you'll wear your badges.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. We want to get more faces down to the Lions Awareness Day. Now, you're looking for a variety of different ages. It actually starts that you can volunteer from 18. Is that correct?
I'm pretty sure it's 18.
And all the way up. So it doesn't matter. If you've got something that you're willing to offer, the Lions want to see you. And it's down at the Lions Rhodes Park on Callista Gilmore Avenue. There's plenty of fun for activities for all ages included. So can you bring your kids?
Oh yes, because we're going to have games.
The faces, absolutely. Bring those kids.
Oh yes, because we are family and orientated, and we love to see the children there. And there's going to be heaps of games there.
An ice cream
truck. That we used to play when we were kids.
we've just had like a family holiday away, right? And when with my husband's family, and they're a kind of a more of a sit down kind of family, and we taught them a game that my family play when we go on holidays, and it's really simple. You just take your shoes off, and Jess always looks at me like she's scared when I say something inappropriate.
What's she going to say next?
And you take your shoes off and you line them down, and you have to step over each shoe, and then when you successfully get over, you get to pull one shoe out. And then everyone has to step over.
Oh, I like it. So it becomes a bit bigger jump.
Challenging, more and more challenging. It was not very successful with my husband's family.
They didn't like it.
And they did not like losing either. It was really kind of funny to watch. Anyway, sorry, I've completely taken away from the message that is the Lions Club. But I was talking about family, so it kind of segued there.
Look at them nodding at me so beautifully. I love you ladies, and I hope that you get lots of new people on your awareness
day. It can't be a Lions Awareness Day without having a sausage sizzle, because you are well known for your ability to put on the good Aussie sausage sizzle. So you'll see a sausage sizzle down there. They've got an ice cream truck, a coffee truck, when you're talking about us, we need a good coffee to spark the brain. And there'll be raffles on the day as well. Yes. It's a free opportunity for you to get your family out into the environment, Kwinana Lions Roads Park, because it's actually – the park is actually something you guys help create, isn't it?
Oh, the park was always there.
It's actually got your name on it.
We
Kwinana Lions Roads Park.
And it's taken, 54 years to get a
almost
park?
The whole time you've been there.
Yeah, but we also provided for the facilities, some of the facilities in the park. That's our gift to the park.
Yeah.
We've put picnic tables and chairs there and...
which are very valuable to families.
There's a big playground there for the children to play on.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. And we want to see more of the local community at this event, which is this Saturday, the 16th of March, 10:30 till 2 o'clock. Have we covered everything today, ladies, or is there more to cover?
For that day, yeah. But if you're interested in joining Lions or part of Lions, which might attract you. Once a year we have Dryandra Lions Park and there's Mile Up Lions Park. So once a year we get that facility for a weekend for free. And you can come down with your family and we just play games, silly games, all weekend. And we have a barbecue and get together and I find that's always enjoyable.
Yeah, beautiful.
And why do you think Lions see so much value in something like that and offering an event where you can come down with your family and play silly games?
There you got me stumped.
No.
I just find it's a good weekend to get away and it's stress-free.
Perfect. That's exactly right.
Stress-free. Because we're go, go, go all year.
And you connect.
And we look forward to that weekend.
Yeah, because you get to connect with each other and you get that opportunity
and
for families
to
connect. And you
meet other clubs.
Yeah, beautiful.
You meet other clubs when you go to this because it's all clubs for Western Australia. And they're all there. And it's like, oh, hello. Oh, we'll see you again next year. 12 months' time. But, yeah.
I love that.
And if I may add to that is that everybody sort of is like-minded. So you find these very passionate people. They come together and, so you feel very comfortable and happy and joyful to be around like-minded people.
Yeah, and for someone who's looking for that, who often, life can be a little bit lonely for some they're looking for services like yours that spark, that feeling happy is because I am with like-minded people who do like to volunteer and I can be a part of a service that is helping my community and that gives me value and makes me feel valid. That's so important. So, yeah, the Lions are such an unbelievable organisation who are doing such good things in our community. And, power to you, Trudy, for coming in here and promoting it and making sure we get others. It's great to see someone like you coming in and going, it's given me value. Naseem, you as well, it's given me value. I want to make sure that I share that so that I can get other people in that can feel the happiness I've felt from volunteering.
Yeah, and you don't have to be family. You can be a single person. Absolutely. And it doesn't matter, how can I put it?
Where you come from.
Yeah, where you come from. How many dollars you got in the bank? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need.
And we have got, apart from Naseem and myself, the rest of our members are all single members and not by choice. One just lost his partner recently. But we do have an array of different people in our club and they come together all the time. And I think, just that get That's together, that they're not... they're on their own, that there is someone else there.
And there's no judgment when
there
you
is
come
no
into
judgment
space.
At all. And we, like I said, we do have a different array of people from different backgrounds. Yeah.
That's what we want to see.
Yes, everyone coming together
You
combat
accept people For who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you want them to be, but for who they are.
Yeah.
So join the Kwinana Lions this Saturday from 10:30 at Kwinana Lions Rhodes Park. It's on Callista and Gilmore Avenue. Gilmore. Look, there's going to be plenty of fun activities for you to be there, including the good old Aussie sausage sizzle. There'll be an ice cream truck, coffee truck and more. Plus, there'll be raffles on the day as well. And it's your opportunity to get that information that you may be wanting to be a part of the community a little bit more. Here's your opportunity. You can join the Lions, the Kwinana Lions, and feel the difference that it can make to you from volunteering. I want to thank you ladies for coming in and being up on my show today. It's my first show back in 3 months. So,
if we're a bit rusty, we're sorry.
Makes me feel good. Can I also add, if anybody hears this on the radio, to come up and say hello to us so we know that how far it did get out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely. If you're listening to the Jess address, all my viral fans out there.
Come and say hello.
Yeah,
come and
say hello. We are visible on the day and you can find us pretty easy.
We'll have our lion shirts on. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And can I say, any time you're talking about it, it's a good thing, isn't it? Because it's about the person you tell who tells 10 people and then it continues along that chain of events. It doesn't always have to be the hustle and bustle of social media, you know. It can be that valid conversation that you have with a friend.
Quality.
Yeah, that quality conversation that you have with a friend that can lead to another volunteer, which is what we want.
That's what we want. Yes.
So I want to thank you for coming in. I will share this all week and let everybody know. And, thank you for coming into the Jess address. We're going to listen to a little advert now.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.